Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and joining us tonight for the show. I tell you, I have a great show lined up for you, and I'm so excited about our guest and what we are talking about tonight. But before we do, we're going to have a message from our sponsors. So bear with us as we get a quick little message from our sponsors. Then we're going to jump right on in.
Is alcoholism or drug addiction destroying your family? Discover how my youngest son defeated alcoholism in 2012 through the greatness of God. This is a life-changing read. Get your copy of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm by Alexandra Townsend at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or BooksAMillion.com. Get your copy today. It is a life-changing read.
That is one of our sponsors tonight, brought to you this bringing the show forth tonight. That is Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God. And then we have Unique Expression by Design. They're your one-stop shop for unique and special items. They do mugs, journals, and anything that needs to be customized for your personal or business needs, they're there for you. We have Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. They're here to take care of any of your hair care needs, ranging from natural hair, relaxed hair, braiding, sew-ins, cuts, style, lock maintenance, lashes, and so much more. Call them and make your appointment today by calling 404-599-3712. They're located in Conyers, inside of F&D Beauty, located at 1519 Highway 38. Again, that is Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. They're located inside of F&D Beauty, located at 1519 Highway 138, Conyers, Georgia. And finally, we have Printara. They are your one-stop shop for everything that needs to be printed. They can do your business cards, your flyers, T-shirts, banners, magnets. They even take care of your videography and photo needs for any events. And they have websites. They cover your websites as well. And they've been serving the public since 1998, and customer satisfaction is their number one goal. So make sure you tell any of our supporters, our sponsors, that you heard it on Fire to Inspire. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. And you are here with Miss On Fire to Inspire, Aaliyah Butler, with our special guest tonight, Miss O'Donna Bracey. Now, our topic tonight is casting your vision. Many people are walking around just doing, just being, just existing, but they're not really living on person. They're not really casting out their visions and walking in it. Well, it's time to stop existing, and it's time to start living your life and the life that God has given you now. And I tell you, I'm excited about our guest tonight because she's doing just that. She's living the life that God called her to live. She stopped existing and started doing what he said to do. So welcome to the platform, Ms. O'Donna Bracey. How are you?
Thank you, Aaliyah. I'm doing well. I'm so excited to be on your show tonight. I'm just so excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure, my pleasure. We're excited about having you and taking time out of your busy schedule in Chi-Town and joining us here. So we thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank
you. So, LaDonna, tell my listeners, who is LaDonna Bracey?
Well, LaDonna Bracey is a mother, I'm a wife, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm an author. But besides those things, and those are wonderful things, I'm a finish line person. And what I mean by that is, if you've ever seen a marathon, you know, when people are running their race, I'm the one on the sideline cheering them on. I'm the one, you know, helping them and pushing them to get to the finish line. And as a matter of fact, I'm the one at the end of the finish line, you know, waiting for them to cross over. So that's who I am. I'm the coach, I'm the trainer, and I'm the person at the finish line.
I love it. I love it. Because many times as you're running that race, you don't have that cheerleading group. You don't have, you know, the people saying, hey, you can do this. You know, that you have the people that are the naysayers that saying, you know, you have two more miles to go. That's a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't trained for this. But you have someone that's saying, hey, you can do this. You've already been equipped for this. So I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yes. Yes.
About how did you come into walking in your, you know, casting your vision and walking on purpose?
To be honest, it came out of a place of frustration.
Okay.
I was just at a point in my life where I was tired of living beneath my purpose or what I believe my purpose to be. I just got tired of just existing day to day to day, and I think we get so caught up in just surviving. And I just got tired of just surviving. I really wanted to, you know, do what God designed me to do, do what he created me to do. So it just came out of a place of frustration, really, you know. But as I began to, you know, seek God on what my particular purpose is and begin to move in it, I just can't even tell you just how great that feels, you know, to be about the Father's business. You know, it's just, it's a wonderful, a rewarding feeling. It's fulfilling.
And you know what? I'm glad you were transparent and said that, because many times when we get ready to walk in our vision, it's not something that you just wake up and say, oh, I'm going to walk on purpose today. Usually it does come from a place of either frustration, or for me, it wasn't the frustration. It was, okay, God, there's more to this life than this. I love what I do. I love this. But however, there's a little bit more to this. You know, it was like a big empty hole in the soul, if you will. So I'm glad, you know, that you're being transparent, because that can help some other people. You know, many people can't be helped because somebody won't be transparent. So I thank you for that.
Amen.
Now,
thank you.
So you got frustrated and you said, hey, I'm going to do this. So as you've been walking this walk, you know, many people say, well, you know, you're going to suffer. You know what? I hate to hear it. That kind of terminology, because you know, my father has already done the suffering. You know, there may be some things that may not be as easy that as I thought it would be, but I don't suffer. What would you say to the person that says, I want to walk out on purpose, I want to cast that vision, but, you know, everybody I'm hearing saying, it's hard, and they speak in doom and gloom. What would you say to that person?
I would say two things. I would say, I'm going to say something in the natural, and I'm going to say something in the spirit. The natural part is, I always hear this quote. One of my family members uses this quote all the time: nothing beats a failure but a try. You know, it's kind of like, if you have something that you want to do, you know, why not just try it and just see what happens, okay? Just try it. The spiritual side of that is, I just read Hebrews 12 today, and that part of the scripture that talks about looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, you know, just, I always thought that meant focus on Jesus, and it does mean that, but that's not complete. It also means consider, like you just said, he already suffered. He went through that whole, you know, ordeal on the cross for us. You know what I mean? He, you know, he did had to go through things and had to suffer through things too, but glory was on the other side of that, right? And so, you know, we have to put things in perspective. You know, we are going to face some things. You know, we are going to have to deal with some naysayers, deal with our own internal issues, you know, and things like that. But at the end of the day, the purpose has to be bigger than what we are facing. The purpose has to be bigger than how we feel about it, or, you know, what people say to try to deter us. So those are two things that I will say about that. You know, you're here for a reason. Everybody is here for a reason. And God is looking for a return on his investment in you.
I love that statement there. Let me put that on your chat and link you. God is looking for an investment. Say that part one more time for me.
God is looking for a return on his investment in you.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
You know, he gives us those gifts and talents and things like that, you know, but he's looking on you to turn those things, you know, multiply those things. As it talked about, you know, how he gave those three men the talents, you know, on that parable about the talents, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, one multiplied it so much and then the other one multiplied it so much. But then the last man, he is the talent, you know, and he doesn't want mm-hmm. us hiding our talents. You know, we are talented and gifted for a reason. For kingdom business, for kingdom work. You know, we have a purpose, so we have to fulfill that.
Amen, amen. I love that. And, you know, many times people don't realize that your gifts aren't for you. Your gifts mm-hmm. are to bless others. You know, your gifts, yes,
yes.
they'll give room for you, and it'll bring in everything that you have need of. But at the
mm-hmm.
same time, your gift is to bless someone else. You know, I know you've gotten
mm-hmm.
all kinds of testimonies that have come your way as a result of people doing, you know, you doing what you're supposed to do, and people just saying,
mm-hmm.
thank you for blessing me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, when you operate in your gift, when you operate in your purpose, it's just,
mm-hmm.
like you just said, it's not about, you know, so much about you. Of course, you'll be blessed by it, but we're all assigned to people, to help, to minister to serve. You know, and I've had, you know, some of my clients, one young lady, she started a practice as a result of working with me. You know, mm-hmm. I had another young lady, she started a business, you know, as a result of working with me. You know, and I'm humbled by that because, you know, some you go through these things like, God, you're using me? Like, really, for real? But, yes, he does use you, you know. You know, I tend to second-guess myself sometimes, like, really, me? But, yes, yes, you. Why not you? You know, and that's, you know, as a result of, you know, just operating in my purpose. Because the whole deal is if you never move, those people assigned to you will never move. If you think about you driving on the freeway or the expressway, the people behind mm-hmm. you can't go no further than what you're going, you know? And so you got to move. You have to get in motion so that they can begin to move.
Yes, I absolutely love it. And it's funny because you just said something that I was going to say, and I'm like, wow, you're talking,
mm.
you're speaking my language. You are speaking my language because there are so many people that are assigned to your gifting, assigned to
mm-hmm.
you walking in a room. And I remember I say this all the time because I'm this transparent.
Mm-hmm.
He taught me to do On Fire to Inspire because it's actually a book that stemmed.
Mm-hmm.
This is how On Fire to Inspire the show stemmed off of a book that God gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And when God said to write that book, God, I'm a children's
mm-hmm.
author. And God said,
mm-hmm.
I need you to come out of the box. And once you come out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box. And you're going to do everything that I've called you to. And I'm
mm-hmm.
like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that made me really tune in and say, whoa, he said, there are too many lives tied into your obedience. And so
mm-hmm.
that's what got my attention. Not me saying, oh, woe is me, the little old me. He said, your
mm-hmm.
gift is not for you, but there are also
mm-hmm.
too many lives tied in that if you're not obedient, their lives might not be saved or made. So, you know, I'm like, wow. So.
Yeah.
As you said, not little on me. Yes, he trusted me. And yes, he's already
yes.
equipped you for such a time as this. Everything he's placed in you, you know.
Yes. Yes.
And as you
I
said,
love
many
it.
Times, yes. And many times we do second guess ourselves. We do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's a part of the human side of us. But what we got to understand
mm-hmm.
is because we were made in his image,
mm-hmm.
We are already, I did a show about 2 weeks ago. I was a guest on another show. And the topic was, you're already qualified. Actually, that was last week. You're already qualified. Mm-hmm. And I said, you're already qualified to be the person that you are, but you're already qualified to be the person God called you to be. You just don't know it yet.
That's the key. That's it. You just don't know it yet. You know, you or accept it yet. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
You have to come out of denial.
Yes. And I think, you know, it's healthy to say, especially those of us who are in ministry, you know, especially have those moments of, I ain't doing that, you know, or God ain't talking to me, you know, that wasn't God, you know what I mean? We definitely, yeah. I could say, go through that. But, you know, there are people, and here's the truth about it. There are people mm-hmm. that Aaliyah will reach that LaDonna can never reach. You know what I mean? And vice versa. You have mm-hmm. people, you know, God created you in his image, in his mm-hmm. likeness, and he equipped you with, you know, mannerisms and a testimony that I don't have, right? So you have people. You have people. I have people. And I think, you know, people just have to come to the realization, and it goes back to what we said earlier, coming to the realization that it's not about us. You know, it's about God's purpose at the end of the day.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. It's about the person and the perfect plan at the end mm-hmm. of the day. You know, get caught up in what you see. And one of the things mm-hmm. that I just have for my Apostle Zoe, she says all the time, she said, you can't focus on what you currently see. You got to make yourself see what you want to see. Stop talking about what you see and stop talking about what you want to see. And so that blessed me, because if you keep putting your mouth on what you see, you're going to keep getting those same results. And so
I was like, and you know what? And the kicker to that, too, is you can't even trust what you see all the time.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You know, you see things happening and you know, you're experiencing different things. But God is mm-hmm. always behind the scene working things out on our behalf. So we can't always go on what we're immediately looking at. You know what I mean? You know, come on, greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. It's like God is just doing so many amazing things that we will never, you know, we won't see right away. You know, so we can't always even trust what we're looking at.
And, you know, and that's why she said stop focusing on what you see and start focusing on what you want to see. You know, mm-hmm. strategically and intentionally see the end results before you get there. I'm like, whoa, that's the word there. You know, you can see the finish line, but you're nowhere near it. You're still at the starting line, but you see that finish line because you have the faith to understand it's already there. It's already done. It's a finished work. So I'm like, yes. I love it.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if we have a person that's listening right now, the topic tonight is casting your vision. So mm-hmm. I say this all the time as well, LaDonna. As long mm-hmm. as I have breath in my body, there is purpose to fulfill. So as long as you have breath in your body, whether you're listening to us live or you're listening to the recording, as long as you have breath in your body, there is a purpose for you to fulfill. So if you have not cast that vision, the time is now. The time is now. What would you say to that person as well to add to that?
I would say to that person, consider what vision is. What mm-hmm. is vision? Vision, I have several definitions, but vision at the end of the day is a long-term result or outcome. JesusCulture.com, they define it as vision is the bridge between present and future. Mm. And then if you really want to go into it, Proverbs 29:18 says, if you don't have it, you perish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So mm-hmm. the bridge between present and future. So what does your future look like for you? I always encourage people to do a vision board. I'm very big on that. What do you want your life to look like? Put it in pictures. Write it down. Put it on a vision board, something that you can see every day. Like we just talked about earlier, changing what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, So define what vision looks like for you. What do you want your future to look like? Pray about that. What does God have in store for you? He won't have us to be ignorant concerning our future. So pray about that. You know, what do you want your future to look like for me, God? You know, put those things in plain view on a vision board so you can see it. So that's, you know, some of the things that I would encourage. You know, what is vision? And then do a visual representation of what that looks like for you. Because it looks different for everybody. You know, for somebody it may be a house, somebody it may be debt-free. You know, for somebody else it may be losing weight. You know, whatever it is, freedom or whatever. You know, put those things on a vision board. And then the last thing I would say, not the last thing, but the thing to, you know, kind of go along with that is to read Habakkuk chapter 2. And, you know, God gives us clear instructions on what to do about vision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. You know, I love the visual thing because if you continue to see something that you're desiring, you'll start seeing it manifest. I wrote a book in December 2015. It's an e-book. It's called Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And basically, it's telling you the different things that's on your life. It's telling you who you are. If you understand that you're a kingdom citizen, you're not just a person just living and existing. You understand that you're victorious. So if you see that, then you'll start seeing it manifest. You'll stop, you know, people don't understand how key it is and how important it is to put positive stuff in your ear gates and in your eyes. And you got to guard it. Because if you're constantly putting in crazy and negative, then that's what you're going to get out. But I promise you, if you start putting in the positive, putting in the word of God, putting in whatever it is he's placed in you, it's going to start, you're going to start seeing it manifest greatly. And
you know, Aaliyah, you said something. I didn't mean to cut you off. You just stirred up something because you said something so powerful about the declaration. And you know, honestly, vision definitely happens. That's the whole point of casting vision. It's the declaration of vision. It's the know, telling others what the vision is. That's what casting your vision means. And that whole piece of, you know, figuring out what your vision is, figuring out what your purpose is, but also guarding your gates, building yourself up with the word of God, which is the truth about, you know, who he says you are, so that when those naysayers come, they can't knock you off your square. You know what I mean? That's so important. You know, really, when you figure out, okay, yes, this is what it is, and okay, yes, I'm going after it. Don't forget to, you know, protect yourself, you know, by building yourself up with the word of God. You need that. You're going to need to employ those scriptures because it's not going to be an easy road all the time. And you're going to have to pull out some, you know, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're going to have to pull out, you know, I'm more than a conqueror. You're going to have to pull on those things to keep going in your vision.
Yes, yes, and yes. You know, you are so, so right. You know, because things will arise, but you got to know what they are and tell them, oh, that, you know, like when thoughts come that don't align with your vision, when they don't align with the word of God, you say, oh, that thought don't belong to me. You know, I was in a Power Life group on Saturday, and they asked us something about failure and fear. And I said, no, they said fear. And I said, well, fear and faith can't walk together. I said, so you have to understand who you are and whose you are, because you can't, if you don't know who you are or where you're going, anyone can tell you who you are and take you anywhere. So first of all, you got to understand who you are. Second of all, you got to understand who God is. Then once you understand who he is, then you understand who you are, your true identity. And then comes the purpose and the plan for your life, because, again, if you don't know your identity and you don't know where you're going, a person can take you anywhere and tell you who you are. When God has told you different, you know, God has called you for something different. But if you don't understand who you are, you'll be just, you know, misled. Another thing that I said to them was, when you understand that and fear knocks at your door, you can say with boldness, I'm sorry, you have the wrong address.
Yes.
You tell me, you have the wrong address. You can't come in here.
Absolutely. You know, I love that you brought up fear because, honestly, we can't even have a conversation about vision and purpose without talking about fear because I think that's what keeps a lot of people from, you know, going forth. It kept me from going forth for a long time because, you know, we're afraid of what if it don't work or, you know, this or that, the other. What if I don't have enough money? What if I don't have, you know, am I too old or whatever it is. You know, fear, I'm telling you, Aaliyah, I'm so glad you brought that up because if you let it, it will paralyze you. And for those listening, I just want to give you this scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So when those fearful thoughts come upon you, just like I had a quote on Facebook that said, when that fear comes to you, you can send that back because you didn't order that. You know, just like you would be in a restaurant and you get the wrong food. Oh, I didn't order that. You know, so you send those fearful thoughts back to where they came from because you got work to do. You have a purpose to live out. And I will say, too, that I define myself as a courageous person. And I say that because I'm scared sometimes, but I go anyway. You know, I have those moments of, oh, my God, like, I still have those, but I go anyway because I'm past the point of letting fear stop me in my tracks and I don't produce. I'm past that. It took me some time to get past that, but I'm done with that because I understand vision, purpose, that is the premier thing at the end of the day.
Amen. I'm telling you, I love it. And, you know, that's why I love being transparent because so many people are lost in the shuffle because people aren't telling them, well, you know, this fear will try to arise, but somebody needs to tell them what to do with it when it try to come. You know?
Absolutely.
What to do with it. You know, you see that.
Yeah.
So I like the way you said, when fear arises, send it back and say, I didn't order that. I like that.
Yes, and it takes it takes practice, you know, because, you know, a lot of times if you spend most of your life being scared, you know, it's going to take, it's a process to operate, you know, without fear, you know, it's a learned behavior, so it'll take you a while to get past that, and like I said, I still have moments where I'm like, ooh, I don't know about this. But I just determined and made up in my mind I'm going anyway. As long as I got God and as long as he signed off on it, I'm going to be okay. I might mess up. It might not be perfect, but I'm going to go anyway. Like, just as an example, I did a webinar, I want to say last year. I was like, yeah, I'm going to step out on faith. We doing this business thing. We going to do this, God. Come on, Jesus. So I scheduled a webinar. And when I tell you everything that could go wrong did go wrong, and I mean real wrong, it did. It was a nightmare, you know. And I managed to get through a little bit of it. And after it was over, I cried my eyes out till I just didn't have no more water in the tear ducts. That's how bad it was. But I learned so much from that experience. You know, I gained so much. And so when I go to do the next one, now I know what to do. I know what not to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
Everything, I always say all your experiences mean something. So, you just have to get past that. What if it, you know, messes up? What if this don't happen? You know, things are going to happen. You just have to know going in everything ain't going to be perfect. But don't let that, you know, stop you from moving ahead. Learn from it. Dust yourself off, try again, move on.
I love that because that makes me think about a question they asked us on Saturday that was about failure. And I said, well, I don't use the word failure. I use the word teachable moment. It was a learning moment for me. So it may not have worked out for me, but now I go back and I reassess exactly what did I do and what could have I done better to improve upon it. But no, failure isn't in my vocabulary because I walk in faith. You know?
Amen.
So, I tell you. So I'm so glad that you said that. Because it's just
making me think. We have to rephrase those things. We have to, you know, we really do have to do that. And turn that thing around, because if we, you know, use those words, like you just said, I don't use failure, you know, that's a teachable moment. It's all in your, it's all in perspective. It's all in your perspective, for sure.
Are you looking at the glass half empty or half full? It's all in the perspective of one. Exactly. Well, we're going to take a quick break for,
okay.
I want everyone to hear about this powerful, powerful conference coming to Atlanta. April 30th, if you are in the Atlanta area, or if you want to fly in, come to this conference. They have some keynote speakers in. It's absolutely free if you get in on the free tickets right now. After that, it's going to be $75, but I'm going to play this. I'm not going to tell it off.
Join us April 30th, 2016. The Men of Vision Tour is bringing top speakers in leadership, community, and development to the Cobb Galleria in Atlanta, Georgia. This powerful lineup of speakers, including Dr. George C. Frazier, Dr. Reuben West, and of course, the Men of Vision, will educate, motivate, and uplift men and women of all ages and background to go out and create opportunity and change. If you have ever felt like you were lacking in vision or provision, if you have ever felt like life was moving forward without you at the wheel, then this tour is for you. Registration is required to attend this event. Go to www.menofvisiontour.com for more details and registration.
I'm telling you, that event is so powerful, and it's going to help someone who's ready to cast their vision to take it to the next level. So that if you're in the Atlanta area, you go to that site. It says reserve your, go ahead and register, reserve your ticket, your space, because you want to be there. Dr. Reuben West was just on TBN with Les Brown last month. So you're talking about being able to attend something for free of someone of that magnitude. So, yes, that is going to be powerful here in Atlanta area in the Cobb Galleria on April 30th. And then they're going to have a panel of women that are doing some things here in Atlanta. And I praise God for the opportunity because they asked me to be a part of the panel of women. So I just give God praise for walking in purpose, walking on purpose. And I thank God for those group of men and women, the collaborations, the partnerships, because God is doing great things. And all you have to do is be a willing vessel. Well, we are back with LaDonna Bracey. I tell you, my sister is on fire. And she's putting another fire on top of the fire that I already had. So we're talking about casting the vision tonight. And I'm telling you, it is time. Get off of your hands. You have too many gifts. You have too many talents. It's time. So you've written a book as well. Tell us the title of that book.
The title of the book is The Strategic Vision Planner.
Okay, tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, okay. So the Strategic Vision Planner, I wrote this book, again, you know, just in a place of frustration. I wrote this book because so many people that I knew had a vision but didn't know how to carry it out. They didn't know, you know, step one, step two, step three. They just did not have a plan at all to make their vision manifest. So I wrote this book, and this book is a 12-month planner. And so in this book, you'll get the roadmap. So whatever your vision is, it's a roadmap to help you map out those long-term goals and short-term goals and all of those things. It helps you move in confidence and embrace what you already have working for you. It helps you identify obstacles and barriers and distractions and learn what to do about them. And it helps you develop an action plan as far as how to make things happen, how to make your, you know, vision a reality for you, how to reinvent you know, those areas in your life that you want a makeover in, a do-over in, those areas where you know you need to see some change happen, this is the book where you can map the change out and then implement the plan.
Amen. How do we go about getting that book?
That book is available at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. And it's also available on Amazon.
Okay. And if someone wants to book you for speaking or anything, how do they reach you?
They can reach me at my website, lakeparkconsulting1.com. That is Lake, L-A-K-E, Park, Consulting, the number one.com.
Okay. All right. I tell you, I am thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying this interview because, again, you're speaking my language. The things that I say regularly, you're speaking that to me. So I'm truly, truly enjoying this. So, Lake Park Consulting, and your book's available on Lulu and Amazon.com.
Mm hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, LaDonna, I got a question. Do you feel comfortable if we open up our lines? Now, every now and then they get kind of like nervous and stuff, and they won't press one, but we're going to see if anybody wants to press one.
Okay.
And ask a question or, you know, make a comment, whatever it is that they desire, we're going to give them the opportunity. If you have a question for LaDonna or myself, or you just want to make a comment about tonight's topic, press one, and we'll bring you on live with us tonight. One of the questions I did want to ask you, LaDonna, is casting vision was the topic that we have tonight. What does that mean to you?
To me, casting vision means communicating the vision out. For me, and honestly, we cast vision all the time, but I think we just don't realize that we do that. Casting vision, like for an example, me and my husband will leave the house for a period of time and we'll tell the kids, when we come back, we want this house clean, okay? Mm-hmm. So we've already laid the vision out. So between the two of them, they're figuring out, okay, you do the kitchen, I'll do the bathroom, I'll do the living room. So we've casted out a vision, and this is we do this all the time. We just don't realize that's what it is. So to me, casting vision out means whatever it is that I know that long term outcome that I want to achieve, I communicate that out to people who I know can help me carry it out. Mm-hmm. So that's what casting vision means, because the deal of it is. Your purpose, your vision, usually is bigger than you. So you're going to need some help somewhere. No man is an island. So when you get the vision, you communicate it out to those you trust, to those who are willing to partner with you, support you, and hold you accountable. So that's what, that's what casting vision means to me.
Amen. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, last opportunity, everybody. Okay, we have someone that actually pressed one.
Great.
All right. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with LaDonna and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hello. This is Isna.
Good evening, Isna. How are you this evening?
I am doing well. It's really interesting, the subject discussed this evening, casting your vision. And as you all were speaking, I got a visual of a fisherman casting out its net, casting out its reel to fish or bring back that which they're believing and expecting to come out.
Yes.
And so that's when I visualize. Oftentimes you better be careful where you're casting your net.
Yeah.
If you don't expect to pull back a piranha or catfish, and you know you don't eat that kind of fish, you need to cast where you know you're going to pull back that which you're expecting. So I like orange roughy, so I'm not going to go to a bass pond. I'm not going to go to a catfish or a tilapia pond. I'm going to go where mm-hmm. I'm expecting that which I'm putting out. So you're so right, Lashana, when you say that we oftentimes are projecting what it is that we want to come back anyway, but we have to find ourselves in position and put ourselves in the correct position mm-hmm. to receive that which we're putting on our vision boards and connecting with the right people and networking and in the environment in which you are going to get that which you're expecting. So I think that's important. Then you also touched on another one when you said failure. It reminded me of my daughter. She was in a spelling bee years and years ago, I think in fourth grade. And the word that they gave her was failure. And she spelled it F-A-L-U-R-E. And it was like, I'm sorry. And so being the visionary that I stood up and I started clapping. And I know they were like, why is she clapping that she messed up on the word failure? I said, yes, because she left the I out, because I have never told her that she is a failure. So she removed herself out of that word, and that's how I looked at it.
Love it. I love it.
Yes, I love that. Thank you so much for sharing with us. It's my, we appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome. So keep pressing, my sisters, and doing what you're doing. We all are responsible for each other's growth, as my mother so eloquently said before her passing. We are responsible for each other's growth. So let's help each other grow instead of stunted. So that's all I have to say.
Amen. Thank you for that.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Ms. Esno. We appreciate you tonight.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too. Thank you.
Have another person press one, okay? Welcome back on Friday Inspired with Aaliyah Madonna. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is LaDonna's best friend, Valencia. Look, I feel that she was referring to me because I'm always casting some stuff her way. And, you know, she just holds on and, you know, I'll put in quotations my evil laugh because something, you know, she know my visions come quick and I'm always casting, look, LaDonna, this is what's next. So I just had to throw that out there. But I'm thoroughly enjoying hearing my sister do her thing, and she's awesome. I'm glad everybody get to experience what I get to experience with her. And she definitely knows about, you know, the vision and planning and, you know, so on and so forth. She's the only person I've ever met that was just as organized as me. That's like one in a zillion. So that's all I wanted to say, just great interview. And, you know, I love the term vision casting, so I will start using that when I come at her with some ideas. I'm going to just inbox and say, look, I'm casting what my fishing pole, my net, this was next, LaDonna.
Hey, man, I love you so much, sis.
All right, Aaliyah, I'll finish, continue listening and let other people talk.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you have a question, press 1 and you will be live with us. If you want to press 1. And again, you know, I thank you so much for Isna and Valencia. Sometimes people get a little shy and they won't press the rest at once. They're like, oh, goodness, I'll be live, you know. But sometimes that's a podcast, just stepping out
right
there. So, you know, if you want to see a different, if you want to see different results, you got to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't
you
be
do.
Of the common people because you're not common. You're extraordinary. So
amen.
You got to walk in the greatness that's already on the inside of you. Amen. Amen.
The first caller, I was going to say, if I could say briefly, the first caller just reminded me of Joseph in the Bible when she talked about being careful where you cast your vision and how Joseph, mm-hmm. you know, had the vision and communicated that to his brothers, but his brothers wasn't trying to hear that. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? He communicated mm-hmm. his greatness and how, you know, how great he was going to be, and they wasn't trying to hear that, and they turned right. against him, you know. So you do have to be careful where you cast. And you also have to surround, when you get the vision and you get the go-ahead to move ahead, you have to, you know, surround yourself with like-minded people. That is mm-hmm. so important. That's why I surround myself with people like Aaliyah. That's why I surround myself with people like Valencia, you know, because not only do are they like-minded, but those are people that hold you accountable and up-level you, you know, people who are already there. You know, bring you up to where they are. So it's so yeah. important to surround yourself and be in the right networks of people.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. So I guess everybody else is going to be shy tonight, so that's fine. We did have two people step up. Now, did you have any final words that you would like to leave tonight?
I do, I do. And again, thank you so much for having me on. It was just such a blessing to be on tonight. And we already talked about what casting vision is, and that's, you know, communicating your vision out to those who will support you and partner with you in that vision. The other part of that is running, you know, make sure you run with the vision. You know, write the vision. Run with it, you know, make it plain and run with it, okay? So that means you have to be in motion, but also plan the vision. You have to plan it out. And the scripture reference I have for that is 1 Corinthians 9:26, where it says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. So that means you have to be strategic with your vision. You have to be purposeful with your vision. Once you have vision, all your activities, all your conversation, all of that has to be in alignment with the vision.
Mm-hmm. Love that. Now, can I confirm some stuff for you real quick?
Yes, ma'am.
This year, the Lord gave me three words. He said, I need you to be strategic. I need you to be intentional, and I need you to move with momentum. So,
God,
so you just confirmed everything that God gave me this year. And so I've been speaking that into the people's ears each and every week because I need them to get it. I need them to understand that intentional, allow me to be intentional, even about the interviews this year. We've been talking about purpose. We've been talking about vision. We've been talking about birthing out things each and every month. We're in month number 3, and we are still talking dreams, visions, purpose, because it's time to stop existing and start living out the greatness that's already on the inside. It's already there. It's already there.
I'm going to reconfirm because God told me to be intentional this year. So I just thank God for agreement even on this broadcast. Thank you, Lord. And if you guys are listening, please get that song. He's Intentional. Be Intentional by Travis Green. Get that song and put it on repeat. Yes. Be intentional.
Yes,
he's intentional. It's intentional in the title.
All things are working for my good.
He's intentional. Never fail.
Yes, I was listening to that last week. Yes, I was. You know, going back to what you said about what we both said about being intentional about even what you're listening to, what you're saying. Mm-hmm. If you watch that has no substance to it, why do you think you're going to be boosting? You got to be watching things. You got to be feeding your spirit, man, just like your body needs food. Your spirit needs that word of God to build your spirit, man, up so that you can be strengthened to do what God has called you to do.
Yes.
You can't be malnourished and malnutrition and think you're going to move with strength. It ain't going to work.
Right. It ain't going to work.
I had to be grammatically incorrect to help people understand. It ain't going to work.
It ain't going to work.
I know the proper way to say it is, it's not going to work. But
yes.
It ain't going to work. Are you understanding it? It's not going to work. But I thank God for this interview tonight. And I understood, like I was telling her prior to the show, if you can tell that I'm defending my healing over my vocal cords right now. Because
mm-hmm.
I have
yes.
not done what's all in it at all.
Mm-hmm.
About 2 hours before the show, I started sounding like this. And I said, receive that. So vocal cords,
mm-hmm.
you have to line up with the way that you create it. And so
yes.
I spoke to them because I actually was almost whispering about an hour and
mm-hmm.
a half ago. So I give God
wow.
glory because I didn't receive that. And you don't have to receive anything that don't line up with the word of God. And so you got to be
yeah.
intentional and strategic about everything. You got to guard that which God is giving you.
Yes.
And be about his business when you're doing his business. It's not
mm-hmm.
about you. It's all about him. It's not about
yes.
you. It's so beyond you. It's so beyond you.
Absolutely.
And I love. One of my buddies, Unstoppable Coach Terrence Leffert says,
mm-hmm.
your why is so much bigger
mm-hmm.
than who you are. Your why is so much bigger.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, we are just doing what God called us to do. And we're
yes.
on purpose. We're on purpose. And we're being strategic, intentional. And
yes.
we're just doing everything he called us to. And I thank you so much tonight for the interview.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor, a true honor to be here.
You are so welcome. We'll definitely have to have you back. And, you keep us posted on upcoming events as well.
Will do. I will do.
All right. Thanks again now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We have had a great, great night, I tell you. I thank you so much for dialing in and listening in. If you're listening to the playback, I hope you were blessed. I hope you took some notes because there were some great nuggets that she equipped you with. It's time to be intentional. It's time to write down your goals and your plans. It's time to plan it, and it's time to run with it. She gave you your scriptures. It's time to stop existing and start living the life that God has called you to. Thank you again for tuning in to On Fire to Inspire. And with your host, Ms. Aaliyah Butler, Ms. On Fire to Inspire, we are still running our special all month long. If you want to run an ad for your business or your service that you're offering, I'm only doing it for $25 to help give exposure and help get the vision, help you run with your vision. It's only $25 for the entire month. We broadcast you about every week about our show on the show as well as on our social media outlets. If you're interested, email us at onfiretoinspire, that's spelled out onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Again, thank you again, and listen to us each and every week at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Fire to Inspire you to live out the greatness that God has called you to. Share the broadcast with your friends and family. They can listen to the playback and the recording through the website. I love you guys. Have a great night and a great week. Be blessed.